today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, we have to discuss something.
What's that?
Everybody here hates you.
That's it.
No, wait, Jim, come back. It's a song title. I need you here to do the podcast.
Oh, it never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
All right, welcome back, Patrick. You're back.
Jim, I'm back. I made it. I survived Texas and New Mexico. It was a great time.
So tell us about your adventures.
Yeah, it was really fun. My brother-in-law and I, my brother-in-law just retired from the Department of Transportation, and he's going to be hiking in as many national parks as he can during his retirement years. So he planned this trip out to Texas and New Mexico. We hiked up Guadalupe Peak, which is the highest point in Texas.
And where is that in Texas?
It's about an hour north of El Paso, right on the border between New Mexico and Texas, about 40 minutes from Carlsbad, New Mexico, which is where we stayed.
I think of Texas as being flat, but there's also there's hill country, right?
West Texas.
Is that what we're talking here? Yeah. All right.
And El Paso was a really interesting town. There's a lot of mountains around it as well.
Okay.
And also a lot of border patrol and security crawling around that town because it's very close to Mexico.
Right.
So had a good time. We went to Santa Fe and hiked around a little bit there, and we went to Albuquerque, and I hooked up with two old friends of mine who live there, who've been there for many years and haven't seen them in a long time. So it was really nice to catch up with them and talk a little music. I forced my brother-in-law to visit with my friends and talk about indie rock for a long time. So it was really, really good. I saw something I've never seen before, Jim, in Texas. It was an adult drive-in movie theater. I swear to God, real thing.
How can they do that?
I don't know. It was right outside a military base in Texas.
Okay, well.
They had a lot of high walls and hopefully tinted windows in your car when you go and watch the movie.
There's a lot of space out there, too.
Yeah,
it's not like you're right on top of a neighborhood or anything
plenty
like that,
room.
Like here, right?
That wouldn't have worked around in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
No, that's right. So that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Also, Jim, we stopped in Roswell, New Mexico, and visited the International UFO Museum.
Uh-huh.
And the most amazing thing about it was only $5 to get in. I thought it was going to be like $24.95, but people from all over the world had visited this place. It was kind of cool. They had one of those pushpin maps of the world to show where people had come from based on the guest book. I want to tell you, I did sign us in as Rockin' the Suburbs.
Oh,
so we have visited the UFO Museum.
Very nice. Very nice.
We went to this museum called the Museum of Nuclear Science and History. I don't know if I have that exactly right, but they have an exhibit on atom bombs and nuclear bombs in the movies, and they have the DeLorean from Back to the Future there inside the museum, which is cool. So I got to take a picture standing next to that. So that was nice.
Wow.
Because it went on plutonium.
Yes, it did. That's right. Of course.
They had to get it from plutonium.
He had to get it from the terrorists. That's right. I love that. That's right.
Yeah. That was a neat little thing.
Who did that song, We Got the Neutron Bomb? Is that played there at all?
No, it wasn't, but it certainly should have been.
Was that the Dickies or
the Zeros? It was a L.A. band for sure. The Weirdos, We Got the Neutron Bomb.
Oh, I think it was the Weirdos.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, so that there was. I should have been blasting that the whole time.
The Weirdos, that's right.
Yeah, okay, great.
One of those L.A. punk bands.
There is not a lot between Carlsbad and Santa Fe, New Mexico, although we did pass through Hatch, New Mexico, which claims it is the chili capital of the world. The famous green chilies from Hatch, New Mexico.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool.
Hatch, yes.
And my brother-in-law rented a 2019 Mustang convertible.
Nice.
So he had that up some pretty high speeds on the lonely roads.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was cool. Have you ever been to that part of the country, Jim?
No. West Texas, no.
Yeah.
I've only been, let me think. I drove through New Mexico. When I moved to California and I drove from Kentucky to California, I drove through like the Texas Panhandle.
Okay.
And part. Then into New Mexico Got from it. Up there. I just remember the Texas Panhandle, and I apologize if we have any listeners from that part of the country, but I remember it looked to me like the kind of place where you could really make a really good dystopian movie.
Yes.
Like,
you know,
like yes. dystopian future. Everything just kind of seemed to be like sort of bombed out.
That's right.
And you see a lot of abandoned gas stations and stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Up in
just cars burn out on the side of the
Yes.
road.
Yes. Like junkyards and that kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but New Mexico, I just drove through. I don't think we didn't really stop there or anything. So I don't know.
Well,
but I hear it's beautiful.
It's really pretty. And it was a nice time of the year to visit. It was really good weather wise. A neat thing about Albuquerque is how they have a ton of Breaking Bad tourism there now.
Sure.
So, you know, there's like tour everywhere you go. Like in each hotel, there's big brochures for take the Breaking Bad tour or whatever.
Which is unbelievably cool that they embrace that.
I know.
Right?
It's amazing.
Because to give you an example, it would be like where we are, it would be like Baltimore. Embracing The Wire, right?
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like whenever that's you meet somebody from Baltimore and you go like, oh yeah, The Wire, they go like, no, that's not the city. That's not what we're all about. But in Albuquerque, man, they're all in on Breaking Bad.
Totally are. It's so funny.
It's great.
Apparently one tour, you get into an RV and just drive around to all the spots. So seems like fun.
Yes.
We didn't have time, but maybe next time.
This is great. All right.
Yeah, so it was a great trip. Thanks for holding down the fort while I was gone.
Yeah, while you were out, we had you know Rob Gates and Kevin Goff, and they sat right here.
Thanks, guys.
And we talked about 80s music, and it was really a lot of fun. We had a good time. And
love me some Kevin Goff.
And we drank some beer. We had some really... They brought some really good stuff over.
Excellent.
And so unfortunately, I have none to share with you.
If you did, I'd be worried.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here. So first things first. So this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
If you're new to the show, we don't just talk about our vacations.
Not
it's not
usually.
Vacation recap show.
No.
It is a music program, music conversation, discussion, that sort of thing. We also launched a Patreon account recently.
Uh-huh.
You can go to patreon.com/suburbspod and you can donate there and help keep the show going. And you can get some bonus free stuff, including a really cool sticker we did. And anyway, the reason I bring this up now is because we got a new patron. His name is Jeff Perry.
All right.
He's from Kansas City.
Sweet.
And we give all new patrons a shout out on the show. So this is your shout out, Jeff. And
Jeff.
I think I already mailed you a sticker. So you may already have it by the time
KC
you hear
or
this.
Missouri.
Missouri.
Okay.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Awesome.
He probably knows Snyder.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
He does. Yeah. Everybody does out in those parts.
That's right. So I'm particularly excited when we get a patron who's somebody we don't know.
Like, I know,
like Jeff
fantastic.
Has not interacted with
no,
the show
that's
in any way.
Really great.
And
thanks,
so,
Jeff. That's great.
Yeah.
Man.
Thanks for joining the party.
Absolutely. Welcome to the community.
We appreciate it. Okay. Speaking of our listeners,
mm-hmm.
we are going to do a couple of new music episodes these next 2 days.
Great.
I want to say real quickly, we did a quick little Twitter survey of what topics listeners like on the show, and I was really pleased to see that so many people like it when we talk about new music.
That's great.
I think when we started this, we would not have expected that, right? That people just want to do the nostalgia and all that kind of stuff. There is a huge component of that too, why people listen to the show, but they really seem to like it when we give new music recommendations.
It's
so
very flattering.
So that's wonderful.
It's awesome. Yeah. Very encouraging.
And so much so that we just did a couple of new music episodes focused on stuff we heard in April, and
uh-huh.
we got some correspondence from listeners with some new music they have discovered.
Great.
And so let's get into a couple of those here right now.
Absolutely.
The first one we got here is an email from Niklas Nygaards.
Okay.
In Sweden.
Sweden.
Falun?
Falun, Sweden.
Sweden? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Niklas says, hi, Jim and Patrick. Just a few fairly new tracks I would like to share with you. The first one is by the Dutch band The Maureens.
Okay.
And is called 20 Years for the Company. It makes me think of Fountains of Wayne, not only because the band is called The Maureens, but also the crispy pop hooks and fun lyrics. So they put out this album called Something in the Air on February 15th, and Niklas mentioned the song called 20 Years for the Company, and
okay.
here is that song.
Together in one fine melody. 20 years for the company.
Sweet.
It's bright.
It really
pop.
Is.
I really enjoy it. Although another thing I really like about that song, it's about a sad topic.
Yeah, there
right?
you go.
So it sounds
that's
happy, but
right
20 years from the company, all gone. He's talking basically about being laid off after a long career.
Wow. Relatable.
Yes. Song for our times.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Want to mention here, too, this band obviously has good influences or good pedigree. If you just look at their bio just on Spotify,
yeah.
the some of the bands who are mentioned here, the Beach Boys, the Posies, Big Star, the Jayhawks, Teenage Fan Club. I mean, this is right in our wheelhouse, right?
Right. Posies, I can definitely hear the way those masked rhythm guitars are underneath everything. That's kind of cool. Really nice call. The Maureens. I like the name, too.
Love it. Fantastic. All right. Now, Nicholas goes on to say the second pick is from Swedish Americana. I don't know how that works. Swedish Americana singer-songwriter Daniel Norgren.
Okay.
And is from his freshly released album, Wu-Dang.
The Wu-Dang Clan?
Yeah. The song Let Love Run the Game really shows his songwriting talent and not least puts his fantastic voice in focus.
Okay.
So Let Love Run the Game.
One day when I was out walking, I heard a bird up in the tree. Suddenly he started talking, and this is what he said to me. I'm starting to see your ass out here every day now. You're looking for something, don't you? Just put your heart-shaped glasses.
Some good blues rock,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, interesting that he sings in English.
Very well.
Yeah, very well, yes. As a matter of fact. Yeah, so definitely sounds like his influences are a lot of blues and
I mean, that's a voice that sounds like it could have come out of Memphis.
It really
or,
does, man. It's got
Muscle Shoals
yeah,
or something,
it's got
right?
the edge to it. It really does. Yeah. That's kind of interesting. I liked it. Yeah.
I also really love that guitar sound in the background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That kind of dirty guitar that's sort of playing in the back. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Yeah, so, it's got a neat kind of slouch to it.
Fantastic. Love it. All right. And then Niklas says the third song, I'm sure you have picked up already.
Uh-huh.
It's the latest release from the brilliant Courtney Barnett, Everybody Here Hates You. Classic Courtney Barnett with the fuzzy guitars and witty lyrics.
Yep.
Now, this is just a single that she dropped. It's not, and I don't know that there's an upcoming album or anything like that.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
I think this just may be a single that she put out. It came out on April 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hear that.
Particularly Electric Dylan there, Courtney, on that track, in my opinion.
It is kind
of organ, really getting in there. Yeah, it's nice. Really nice.
I was just going to say that one of the things I really like about her, and one of the reasons why her music really endears itself to me, is that it's hard to classify or categorize, right?
Very much so.
You know?
It is. It, even when you try to grab it, it kind of squeezes through your fingers. You can't really get a hold of it. And that's a really high compliment, I think, in this day and age, without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, there's kind of like, again, kind of like some bluesiness to that track, but I wouldn't call it a blues song. And like you said, there's kind of maybe even some folkiness to it, right? But I don't know. You know, I just find her work just really captivating.
So. And I think she continues to be a better and better singer because she's got an amazing command of the way she lets her lyrics come out. And that's an amazing sign, too. It doesn't seem like she's anywhere near done growing, so that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, totally. So there you go. 3 for 3 from Nicholas, I would say, Nicholas, on that one. So thank you very much. We're going to come back tomorrow and do some more listener picks for new music.
Cool.
And if anybody else wants to chime in and let us know what you've been listening to lately and what you think is cool,
chime away.
We love to showcase the listener picks.
Yeah, we do.
You can email rock@suburbspod.com, or better yet, you can call. 612-440-1984. Leave a message. Tell us about songs you are enjoying and why, and we would love to actually hear your voice. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear that as well, so do that. Or you can also go through the social medias. I know that's picking up popularity these days, right?
So I've heard that they are several, you know, people are trying to get on those, a lot of them.
I
think that's cool.
You got your Facebook, your Twitter, and your Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. And one thing we don't do a very good job of, Patrick, and we need to get better because I'm noticing this starting to pick up, is we don't really collect the comments very well off the Instagram.
No.
But we should.
We should.
We should do that more.
We should.
So.
We definitely should.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are leaving them there. We should pick them up.
So we should do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So feel free. Flood us with Instagram.
Yeah. Try it.
Comments.
See if they get by us.
We'll get mad on that. And anyway, so let us know. We'll put this stuff on upcoming shows. Anything else we should mention?
Oh, you know what we should mention? Since there are not enough ways to get in touch with us, we have an email newsletter now.
Oh, yes, we should.
We should mention that.
And
it's free.
This is perfect, actually, because that's a visual medium.
It is.
So if people want to send us their vacation photos.
Ah, great
idea. We could put that in the newsletter, too, right?
Have you been on the Breaking Bad tour in Albuquerque? Please send us photos of that. That would be awesome.
There we go. No, but tell people about the newsletter.
That'd be great.
How do they sign up for that?
Yeah, so you just go to suburbspod.com, and you'll see a tab right on the navigation bar. It says newsletter. Yep. Just put your email in. Boom, you're done. Two steps.
That's it. That's all it takes.
And it'll start showing up sporadically in your box every week.
We do it every week. We don't necessarily guarantee which day of the week, but you'll get it roughly around Friday, Saturday.
We're aiming for a Friday early afternoon. You know, that last wave of email you actually look at before you take off for the weekend. That's what we're going to try.
We may or may not hit that, but that's okay.
We probably
somewhere around there. It's rock and roll time.
That's what we're aiming for.
That's right. But anyway, so in the newsletter, you get recaps of the past week's shows.
Yep, if you missed anything.
You get a little preview of the next week's shows. Mm-hmm. We have like our staff picks.
We do, which is really
listening
cool.
to.
I like that a lot.
You and me and the interns.
Yeah. And we have a fabulous new release section.
New releases.
That has been telling me about a lot of new albums that were coming out. For example, this week, I didn't know Howard Jones had a new album coming out.
See?
So there you go.
Now you know.
And Sammy Hagar.
That's right.
And also cool stuff. We pick out an episode from our vast archives and
that's right.
recommend that for your weekend listening since you don't have any Suburbs Pod.
If you missed something,
shows,
in case you missed it, you can listen to that. And so there's a lot of cool stuff. So get that newsletter, then share it with your friends, right?
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
Collect them all.
Yeah, and you know, the friends I mentioned that I was able to reunite with in Albuquerque, I told them both about the podcast. Actually, one of my friends, Jimmy Ponser's 13-year-old son, came along, and he really loved the stickers. So I gave him a couple of logo stickers. He really liked those. And they both texted me at one point and said, 590 episodes? What have you been doing with yourself? I said, you don't listen to them all. But if you sign up for the newsletter, we'll selectively pick one from the old days.
It actually makes a lot of sense, right? Because we do have this big back catalog now. And so once a week, you might learn something about an episode that we think you should listen to, right?
Go down a rabbit hole that you may not
I didn't say that very well, but you didn't get it. All right. All right, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Cool.
We'll be back tomorrow with two listener picks for some new music.
Great.
We're going to do that tomorrow. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And so we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Oh, and one other quick thing about my trip. And for patrons, they can watch the slides. We'll have a special slideshow.
Oh, slideshow? Vacation slides?
It's going to take like 4 hours. Yeah, yeah. After dinner.